Welcome to the Dr. DeMartini Show, where international author, teacher, speaker, and philosopher, Dr. John DeMartini shares his wisdom on how you can empower every area of your life. This is a shorter episode designed to help you maintain momentum in between the larger episodes. Inside of this episode, Dr. DeMartini shares his insights on what to do if you are currently considering a divorce. So before you fire out your current partner, have a listen to see if you can fire up the relationship first. As an initial action step, Dr. DeMartini recommends you determine your values, which can be done for free over at drdemartini.com/values. Enjoy the episode.
When you got married, did you think you were going to have happily ever after? And then all of a sudden you discovered that there were some challenges in the relationship, and now that it's not matching what you hoped, are you considering divorce? A lot of people do. Probably more than half the relationship somewhere in time consider it. Instead of firing the relationship out, you might consider firing it up. I'd like to give you some ideas that might just help the relationship and might salvage it before you fire it out. Number one is every human being wants to be loved and appreciated for who they believe they are. And who they are is a reflection, an expression of what they value most. Every individual lives with a set of priorities, a set of values, things that are most important to least important in their life. Whatever's highest on our value is our intrinsic value. It's a thing that we spontaneously want to do. And whatever's low on our values, it's an extrinsic value, we need motivation to get us to do. In our highest value, our life revolves around it. Let me give an example. Let's say you're a mother, 35 years old, with three kids under the age of five, and the woman's highest value is, I want to take care of those beautiful children. The highest value is mothering. If you asked her, who is she? She'll say, I'm a mother. Now, she may be married to a gentleman who may be focused on business as an entrepreneur, and his highest value is running business. If you asked him who he was, he'll say, I'm an entrepreneur. He probably won't say, I'm a father, just like she won't say, I'm an entrepreneur. So whatever you value most, your identity revolves around, and that's who you are, and that's what you love. You love to do what you value intrinsically. And so anytime you're communicating with somebody, if you're not honoring their highest values and respecting how it serves you, and you're devaluing it and talking down to it, or in saying things that challenge it, you'll burn them out. You'll push them away. Every human being, just like in sales, when people talk in their values and help them fulfill their values, they open up. And when they go do things and project onto them things that's not in their values, they close down. So in relationship, there's a question you want to ask yourself. First of all, what are the values, the highest priorities and values of the person that I'm with? And then you want to find out what are the highest priorities and values for yourself. You want to find out. Now, I have on my website, drdemartini.com, a value determination process. Please consider going through that, taking 30 minutes of your time to go and answer 13 questions that could help you determine what you value. And if possible, have your spouse or partner do the same. It's eye-opening, because what it is many people, if you ask them what's valuable to them, they'll come up with a bunch of social idealisms. But if you look carefully what your life demonstrates, every decision you make is based on what you value most. And if you look at what people do spontaneously that they don't need to be reminded to do, they just do it every day, they're disciplined, reliable, and focused on it, this is what they value most. So you need to know what that is, because that's who you're dealing with. That's who you're actually in a relationship with. People want to be loved for that. So once you identify your top three values and you identify their top three values by going through the value determination process that I just recommended, and do it properly. I mean, really follow the instructions and don't put idealism. Don't write down answers that are just things idealism. Write down what your truly life demonstrates. Once you do, then you ask the question, how specifically is the top highest value that they hold, what they're dedicated to, what they're inspired by, what their life revolves around, what's most meaningful to them, how specifically is helping me fulfill my highest value? And answer that question as many times as you can. Don't stop at five answers or two answers. Go 10, 20, even 30 answers. The more answers you have, the more you're going to see that who they are is serving you. How specifically is what they're dedicated to, their highest value, helping you fulfill what you're dedicated to, your highest value? Once you answer that, then go to the second value they have. How specifically is what they're dedicated to second most, How's it helping you fulfill what you're dedicated to also? And the third value, ask yourself how specifically is the top three highest values that they're dedicated to, that their life displays, helping you fulfill what you're dedicated to? At first, you're going to say, no, they're not. And you're going to project your values onto them. And you're going to think they need to change and they need to be somebody else. And if they don't, well, you're going to give my way or the highway kind of thing. This leads to divorce. But by asking how specifically is what they're dedicated to helping you fulfill what you're dedicated to, and answer that literally 30 times for each of those values, you're actually going to have a deeper appreciation for them, because you're going to realize that they're not in the way, they're on the way.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
And then you turn around and do the same thing back. How specifically what you're dedicated to, helping them fulfill what they're dedicated to. Your top, second, and third value, how is it helping their top, first, second, third value? In the process of doing that, answer that 30 ways back and forth. This may take you a few hours, but it'll save you enormous amount of hours from aggravation and frustration in relationships, sleepless nights, distractions, crazy ideas in your head. The wise thing to do is learn, because you can't have a dialogue as long as you're talking down to them and not respecting their values, or they're talking down to you and neither one of you are respecting your values and both want to change each other. And you're both expecting other people to read your mind and be the person that you fantasize about. You're not here to only be supported in a relationship. That's one of the biggest fantasies that people have, is that they expect them to be always supported and not challenged. But you're going to have support and challenge in the relationship. Sometimes you're going to agree, sometimes you're going to disagree. And so you've got to have a linking of the values. You don't need to change their values to be like yours or yours to be like theirs. You just need to make a link between them so you can both see how your uniqueness help each other. Because you actually need those differences in addition to those similarities. By linking those, you'll have a deeper appreciation. You'll have, instead of an alternating monologue, a dialogue. And that's where communication begins. And a lot of problems in relationships start with communication. Now, sometimes they're going to do a behavior, an action, a trait, some inaction that's going to push your buttons. It's going to challenge your values extensively. You're going to withdraw automatically out of a sympathetic response. You're going to want to fight or flight with them. But the same thing is you want to ask, because it's never what happens to you, it's how you perceive it. You want to ask specifically when they do something that you are perturbed by. You want to ask, what specifically is the trait, action, or inaction that they're doing, that they're displaying or demonstrating that you're upset with, that you resent? Great. Define it. Write it down. Then where and when do you display or demonstrate that trait in your life? And who? And who sees you that way? If you own what you see in them, it'll humble you. You'll realize that the only reason that they're upsetting you in your mind is because they're reminding you of something you're judging in yourself. See, we only resent things in others that remind us of part of us we're feeling guilty that we've done, because we're judging it and we're seeing that and it's reminding us of it. So once we find out what they've done, define it clearly, and find out where we've done it, it levels some of the playing field. Pluck the mote out of your own eye before you try to pluck it out of somebody else's, the old biblical statement. The third thing you do is ask, how is what they're doing actually helping you get what you want? How is it serving you? At first, you're going to say, absolutely not. It's not. It's in the way, and I want to change it, and want to resist it, and fight it, and want to run away from it. But the wise thing is to ask, how specifically is this serving me? See, it's never what happens to you. It's your perception of it, what you decide to do with it. So if you can turn whatever they do into your favor and find out how it serves you, they can't run your life. You don't have to run away. You can appreciate them what they're doing. So find out how it serves you. Then you could go a step further and ask, if they had done exactly what you fantasized, the way you wanted to be, what would be the drawback to you? Because sometimes you think, oh, if they always supported me, I would be better off. But you don't grow that way. Sometimes you stay stagnant and dependent if they support you too much. They need to challenge and stand up to you sometimes. So you won't respect him otherwise. In fact, if somebody just tells you every single day, I just want to do whatever you want, whenever you want to do, just tell me what you do. I just want to be the way you want me to be. You're going to not respect him. You're going to be bored with him. You need a balance of support and challenge and similars and differences in order to have a relationship. So take the time to find out how it served you, where you've done it, what exactly it is that's pushing your button. Find out if they hadn't done that and they'd done what you hoped instead, what would be the drawback to crack a fantasy they're comparing them to, because they can't win against a fantasy. And bring things back into balance. By owning the traits of them and by balancing equation and by learning how to link values and communicate in each other's values, just like you would if you had a customer there, you'll keep a customer and you'll keep a relationship. People want to be loved and appreciated for who they are. Who they are revolves around what they value most. If you can find out how to communicate what you value in terms of what they value, you might find that the person that you're wanting to run away from is the person that you actually are falling in love with.
And that brings us to the end of another episode. From here, Dr. DeMartini recommends you head over to drdemartini.com/values to discover and determine your values today. You'll also find an incredible amount of blogs, videos, research materials, online courses, and exactly how you can sign up for the breakthrough experience in your local city. We look forward to sharing more inspired insights with you on the next episode. Bye for now.